Let's take a look now at two stories involving the payment of civil servants. So the first one has to do with ministers and deputy ministers and members of parliament. Parliament defending the pay increases for them. President Cyril Ramaphosa last week accepted recommendations to increase the salaries of politicians and other government officials by 3%. The approved increases for public office bearers will see Ramaphosa's salary increase from 2.9 million to just over 3 million. That's rand, of course, not dollars that fit into a couch. The increases have come under fire from the public and labor unions. And bear in mind the inflation number coming out now at 6.5% for last month. Also now, government has officially tabled salary increase offers of up to 7.5% for the majority of public servants. Some are limited to 6%. This does get a bit technical here, so let's unpack it with Ruben Maleka, the spokesperson of the Public Servants Association. Ruben, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time today. That number is at 7.5% for the majority of public servants, but it's broken down in different ways. How does that work?
Good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners of 702. Indeed, the issue of the public service, it's not true that we've got an offer of 7.5%. There's no offer of 7.5%. What is being offered is 3%. They want to include what we already have, which is last year cash gratuity, that they want to convert it into percentage and make that particular 7%. And we say that you can't include what you already have as an offer. What they're offering right now is only 3%, which is far way below inflation. So we have rejected that particular offer of 3% because we can't, in these instances, when the inflation is above already 6%, and we accept 3%. So we have sent the employer back to go and revise their mandate. We will be meeting with them later today or tomorrow morning to hear what is the improvement in that particular offer. So that, remember, we are rushing in terms of timelines that we said by 30 June, we must have concluded. So the ball is in the hands of the employer to bring a tangible offer that can make us happy.
Ruben, I imagine the release today of CPI, that number of 6.5%, will buoy your argument saying that this is just simply enough and not enough. But at the same time, government's under enormous pressure to cut the public servants' wage bill. Where's the middle ground?
Yeah, they're under enormous pressure to cut the public service wage bill because there's always change of colors when they talk about what is a public service wage bill. A public service wage bill includes us public servants, public office bearers, and state entities, meaning that if you talk about how they pay a salary of a Brasa CEO and all other entities, that is inclusive of what we call public service wage bill. So today you can imagine that if they are saying the wage bill is a problem and they focus only on us, why are they giving public office bearers, the parliamentarians, the judges, and traditional leaders 3% increase in the midst of a situation when on the 28th of February, the Constitutional Court judgment said, it is actually the judgment that was made by the same judges that will receive 3%, that government cannot afford further increase for public servants. So you ask yourself, and we expect that the public office bearers would reject this 3%. The PSA wrote a letter yesterday also to the president, President Cyril Ramaphosa, to say that he must reconsider that offer of 3% to public service or public office bearers and take that 3% and augment the percentage given to us as public servants so that we can conclude negotiations in the PSABC.
Just explain that to me a bit more. Are you saying that the president and cabinet ministers should ask for a higher percentage and take what they get and then augment the rest of the public service?
Obviously, look, if you take all the packs that the public office bearers have and their salaries, it is going to be, look, first of all is that, remember they've got free flights, they've got free food, they've got free stay, where they are staying, the houses, parliamentary houses. all things that they are staying for free is already taking a hit on them. They cannot be talking about even issue of petrol, because even some of them, their traveling is already paid by the state. So we as public servants, everything is inclusive in our salary.
Right.
So we cannot at this stage imagine that somebody who already has a free life can expect an increase while public servants are not getting anything.
Ruben, thank you very much for your time. Ruben Maleka, spokesperson of the Public Servants Association. He says that they've sent government back to the drawing board and they'll have to come back with a better offer. At the same time, the national legislature says that our public representatives, and speaking here about the cabinet ministers and the president, were not highly paid when benchmarked against their international counterparts. They had a lot of oversight responsibilities. They're getting a 3% wage increase. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's in line with what they're delivering to us as a nation?